Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stone Mountain 64, and this is the Fireside Gaming Podcast. It is currently May 10th, 2019. We are continuing on with the show, and last week, the live Q&A audience was amazing. My goal with this podcast starting out was to do three of these per month. Lately, I've been really keeping it going, hitting it every time, which I'm super happy about. And there was just so much that went on over the last week for me that I couldn't just take this week off here. So it is going to be a solo podcast. Great to see y'all hanging out live, as well as if you're listening back. The reviews on the podcast have been incredible. All of this stuff has been going better than I initially anticipated with it, which is so awesome to see, and I can't thank you guys enough for it. This is like the third or fourth time that I've tried doing a more open commentary style show for my content and for my audience, and to see it so well received is amazing. So anyways, this last week, we got into Mordhau. That's just how I'm going to say it. I don't know if it's correct or not. Let's just go with it. If you've not seen this yet or seen any of the gameplay on it, I was honestly blown away by how well it was received. But it was just so, like, I just had a good time with it. It's goofy. It's basically a sword fighting game, which I did a lot of For Honor videos. That was one of my most popular series back in the day. Was I did some For Honor tip videos. I did some For Honor videos, as well as some top plays for them, which are some of my all-time biggest ever top plays. It's essentially a medieval fighting game. Swords, crossbows, bow and arrows, and similar to chivalry as well. For Honor is actually a third-person game that is by Ubisoft, and it's kind of more along the lines of Siege, where it's got a bunch of different operators and classes, more or less, that you choose that have specific abilities. In Mordhau, though, it is not as much on rails. It's not even the right way to put it, but it's a little less user-friendly. Like, in a game like For Honor, you see if somebody's bashing you, a little icon pops up so you know how to react. In this game, it's very much just raw. People are using swords. You got to read their body movement, where they're going. And it's actually way more in depth than I originally thought it was. And it was actually running really smoothly, which I liked. And it's just been a ton of fun to play. Like, I went into it with really low expectations, but ended up playing it. And the thing is, it's a game that's super complex, to where you start to pick it up and learn some of the basic mechanics. Like, okay, you strike. You can strike from uppercut, overhead, side, either side, and then, or you can stab, and depending on what weapons you have, what loadout, what armor, like, it actually has a similar system to Call of Duty's Pick 10 system, which they implemented, where you have, like, a certain amount of points to spend, and you could choose whatever you want. The stuff that's better is going to cost more points, though, so if you want to take a halberd, which is a giant, long thing with the, you know, big-ass axe at the end of it, then you're going to have a little bit more, you're going to have a little more cost with it if you want to use that versus something like just a little dagger, which is going to cost a little. And so I started to implement some of that into the stream this week. And the thing is, like, once I started playing it, I really wanted to get better at it. It is only on PC, too. So, you know, rip to all the console guys. I know a lot of you guys are console or whatever out there. And I'm not sure if Chivalry actually was on console or not. I'm not sure about that. But For Honor was on console, and I know that was really popular. And those are kind of all in the same category. And I kind of want to go back and play For Honor just to see how I do on it now, because I feel like I've gotten way better at it than what I used to be. But it's coming along, and I've made a lot of progress on it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, as TJ quotes from my stream this week. Exactly, dude. And the more time that I put in, the better that I've gotten. So I think even today, we're going to start with some Apex, and then we'll switch over to some Mordhau and see how it goes. Speaking of Apex, though, not much new on that front. I'm hoping that they continue with their updates as usual. Honestly, I've been having more fun with that game than almost anything lately. I've still been enjoying the hell out of it. The streams have been great. I haven't been playing it a whole lot because I've been introducing some of these other things into the content. So it's been a bit of a balancing act. But more or less, that's still my main battle royale. I know Battlefield is, they came out with an update, I think it was even a week or two ago. I still haven't played that. Call of Duty came out with an update for Blackout. I believe it was a DLC. I'm not sure if it was a paid DLC or not. Some people have mentioned that to me. I've been thinking about checking it out. I haven't been 100%. And there was actually new Tom Clancy Ghost game. I forget, chat, what was the name of it? We just watched the trailer of that. That looks pretty interesting. It's going to be a co-op game that is, it looked reminiscent of Division 2, which is, it's a third-person shooter. It looks like it's more stealth incorporated and a little bit more tactical. Typically, I do enjoy those types of games. Like, the trailer looked incredibly badass, but it's kind of one of those things where those guys keep coming. It's kind of like a, almost like an Assassin's Creed for me, where they just keep coming out with new ones and new ones. Breakout, that's what it's called. Breaking Point. Breakpoint? Yes, I know it started with a B. I think it's Breakpoint. Thank you, chat. Ghost Recon Breaking Point or Breakpoint, something along those lines. Anyways, it looks really interesting to me. The thing is, like, in terms of me streaming it or doing content on it, typically, you know, those I feel like are a little bit more single-player experience, or in this case, I guess it's going to be co-op. And I think I was reading some stuff about there being a PvP. I'm personally just more of the wait and see with those types of games. Like, I really, like, I enjoy Assassin's Creed, but I haven't played any of them in years. I haven't done any content on them. A lot of those I feel like are a little bit more individual. People just kind of play through it. And, you know, I could probably make it entertaining, especially since it'd be a co-op. We could probably go in with the team and have some good fun on it. But that's kind of something I'm kind of more in the, we'll wait and see how much hype there is around it, or see, you know, see what people are interested in. But a lot of messages on that yesterday, because I think it was just announced yesterday. And so we took a look at the trailer. But what we did earlier in this week on Wednesday was a Wasteland Wednesday, which I had so many requests for. Joined with Aculite and Tomographic, we began our playthrough of Borderlands. This has been interesting. A lot of people were on board with going through some Borderlands. And it was awesome at the first launch. Everybody was hyped. Slowly drifted off. I don't know if I ended up playing too long that specific day or what, but I had a ton of fun playing it and driving through it, especially once we got the driving down. I forgot to post the clip of doing that, but oh yeah, my driving's just as good as that game on any other ones. I see the appeal of where everybody loved this game. This game is apparently 10 years old at this point, and I know I would have loved it playing it through back in the day when it was initially launched. I feel like at this point, I would, you know, like, I want to keep playing through it, but I'm still going to keep up with my regular content. I think it's going to be something we do, like, in every other week, going back and playing it. One of the things that I think is really almost, like, I don't know if it's really new, because I feel like it's always been around, but for a 10-year-old game to be that, like, compelling to go back to and want to play, it's pretty amazing. Because everything is so much like, oh, what's the new game? What's the new content? What's the, like, everything's new. But there's so many good games that are already out that might be even just a couple years old or even older that I never played, that I would love to go back to, that I know a lot of people haven't played, that would probably be amazing to go back to. I think a lot of it is nostalgia. Like, I'm not crazy. Like, it's not anything revolutionary to me at this point, going back and looking at Borderlands. I think it's amazing, like, how much loot I'm actually getting from it. And, like, they seem to know what they really are doing with the game, which is awesome. And it seems like that's what they're going ahead with Borderlands 3 as well. So I'm excited. Like, to me, I think if I was going back to play another older game, I probably would want to play something like Last of Us, which I've heard a lot about, something that's super, super story-driven heavy. I probably would be even more compelled to be like, no, let's just finish the whole playthrough in, like, 3 or 4 days or whatever it would take, right? But that's why I think I could pace that out a little bit more, is that's what I'm It's kind of a, you know, it's a little bit more of a grindy game. It feels very similar to like Division 2 nowadays or Destiny. Like, I understand where those games got some of their roots. I feel at least like that. I assume that's where they got some of their roots from on that. I don't think I've played another game similar to it that's older than it. And I really liked those games too. Those were a lot of fun. I didn't end up sticking with them as much, and I really loved having a big raid at the end game, which is why like Breakpoint might be really cool, because I saw some mention of an end game and seasons and things that are coming with it. That's something that from playing World of Warcraft for so long, like, I'm super down for. But it's really cool. Yeah, Last of Us was amazing. See, that's what I hear that all the time. And that's what, like, there's a couple games too. Like, there was another Detroit Becoming Human. I really wanted to play that one too. That looks super cool. But I just never sat down and played through it at all. So that's the type of stuff that, like, if we get into a phase where it's maybe we're slow on new content coming out. Actually, right around now is kind of a sweet spot. That's why starting Borderlands was pretty nice. This is the time of year. There's not really that much coming out. Like, we're actually, it's typically also in January as well, because that's like after all the games just came out for Christmas and the holidays, and now it's kind of the lull afterwards as everybody's resetting for the next year. So potentially at the beginning of next year too, that could be really awesome. But it's been a lot of fun playing through it. Let me see. If you guys do also have any questions, feel free to drop them. I will try and scroll through as well, and we'll see if we can answer some of those questions as well, since I didn't do a post prior to starting today. The other thing I wanted to update you guys on was the mouse switchover. It's been a few weeks now that I've been using my wireless mouse here, switched it up. I even took this little, there's like a little bit where the, you can plug a USB, you know, the little wireless USB thing goes in here, and you can travel with this mouse. It's pretty standard. It's nothing special. But there's a little cover for it, and I even took that off. The goal was to make it as light as possible. I wanted to try, it didn't matter which one really, I just got one just to try it out. I got a wireless mouse that was lighter. It was probably, I think my previous mouse was 140 grams weight, 140, 150. And this one is, I believe, 80. So quite a bit lighter. It has been a brief adjustment period getting used to it. I think the thing that I'm still getting used to the most is that I don't have as many buttons on the mouse. So like on the side, I actually have two buttons. Previously, I had three for my thumb, and then I had two on my mouse area. So I technically had five buttons on the mouse that I was using. Now I only have two. So I've switched those over to my keyboard. I've been using C for my thumb. That was a huge discussion we had a few weeks back as well. Trying to make that transition, I kept screwing up and accidentally hitting spacebar when I was trying to reach over the key. I've been getting a lot better with it. I still make a couple mistakes here and there. I actually had a mistake yesterday where when I was reaching over for C, I don't know how, but I hit B and changed my gun's select fire from full auto to single fire. That cost me a game. So that wasn't very, I mean, I probably would have died anyways, to be fair, but it still really sucked. And other than that, though, I've been definitely getting a lot more consistent with everything, switching my hotkeys around. Is it better? I don't know. Like, am I performing better because of that? I don't know. Like, it feels a little easier. I noticed the same thing because when I first got my big wireless, or my other mouse, it actually came with weights that I could put into the mouse. And I was like, I don't know how much weight I should have on my mouse, so I'll just put half of them in. Maybe that's the middle. Well, then I took those weights out, and I was like, oh, damn, I'm moving a lot faster. And so I think it's allowing me to move faster. And the biggest thing that I've noticed, which I don't know if it helps or not, but I notice when I freak out and I'm like, what the hell, lift my hands up into the air, I keep the mouse in my hand. And I just, you know, that's nice. The weirdest thing about switching to a wireless headset, or the thing that I dislike the most, is that I always leave the damn headset because I forget to take it off when I stand up, and then I leave it in like the kitchen or something. But yeah, that was a fun update on that. I got to use control for crouch. Eddie says, yeah, the control I use that for Apex, for example. I'll use that for hold to crouch, but I use C for crouch and then remain crouched for toggle crouch. And it just depends, because on like Apex, you don't really need that many buttons, but on PUBG, for example, I'm out of, like, I need more buttons. I need more hotkeys for that game. I think I did even, like, I made it so I can't walk in PUBG anymore, which sometimes I did use so that way I could creep on people, but been pretty good. So anyways, that's been pretty good. Another update on the channel, I am working on making some bigger changes on the back end of all my content and making improvements. This is part of something that I really wanted to do for 2019, and I talked about it in the first podcast that I did. One of the things was the design. I've started to make some efforts in that area where we're going to make some what I think are going to be hopefully really cool improvements for the design and the feel of the channel. And then I do have some editors right now, and you know, a lot of people helping me on the back end and make sure that we get all the content, everything done. And it's a process that I'm continuing to work through and try and improve. And I'm hoping that we make some good improvements in the next few months for all of that. So that way I keep up with all the content, get the clips more standardized. So I'm trying to, that's what I've been spending a lot of time this week on, working on improving. And as well, of course, Pipeline, that's now launched. We've been spending a lot of time on that. A lot of really exciting stuff has been in the works for that. That enrollment and all that is now closed, so we're working more internally now. We're going to have a call this weekend, which should be great. Another one of the Q&As, which have been awesome so far. So that's exciting. But yeah, that's kind of the big update on my front. Let me go through. We'll see if we had any other quick questions on this one. Talked about Borderlands, Ghost Recon a little bit. I was excited for Skull and Bones game that's supposed to come out this year, but I haven't heard anything about it in a while. Christian, I've actually, I believe that's the game from Ubisoft, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Skull and Bones. And that one I actually did play, if it was from them. I went to an event a while back. This was a while back. And I don't remember, I actually don't remember much about it. Skull and Bones, Ubisoft, let's see if that comes up. Let me see, here's a trailer for it. Yeah, Ubisoft, okay. It looked cool. It's like Sea of Thieves type game. But if I remember correctly, you controlled it more from the, ship's perspective rather than on the deck, although I can't exactly remember. There's been a number of those pirate type games coming up, including Atlas as well, and so I get mixed up between all of them. But I like Sea of Thieves had their update. That's been a ton of fun. We talked about that a little last week. That was cool. Not My Car, I did play that, Robin. If you didn't see some gameplay on it, I recommend. I actually think I have one more video on that I have not dropped yet, where we just it was an insane gameplay on it. So I might have to get that up in the next few days too. I have so much content coming up. This is where it's like I'm trying to figure out how we pace it, how we get it going. But yeah, that game was pretty, it was a pretty good, it's a car battle royale game. You drive around, it's kind of like Twisted Metal. Let me see if we had anything else. When I first started streaming, how did I work it into my schedule? Austin asked. I think I've discussed this in the past, but it's an interesting question. When I first started, I was doing it once a week. Saturday mornings was what I had allocated. I think I switched between that, and then I think at one point I changed it to Thursday nights, because I remember Neebs Gaming and their crew actually streamed the same Thursday night, but that was all that I could make work for me. So I would do that, and I always was like, damn it, I want to watch their stream, but I couldn't. And I know they've kept up with their Thursday nights every year. But that's how I started. And then I think I did both. So I did Thursday morning or Thursday night, excuse me, and then also Saturday morning, and then slowly kept developing it from there as things kept transitioning. Detroit is amazing, and it's really short. So maybe an interactive stream, question mark? Chat helps make decisions? Interesting, Eddie. The question is, would we have enough time? Because I do have a way to do polls, so I could do that, depending on how long we have for the audience to vote the options. I don't know. I'll take a look at some gameplay. I'm going to write that down, and we'll take a look at it. That could be something that's pretty fun, because I do want to try and switch it up. And I think, too, as part of what my process shift and what I'm trying to improve on for the next few months, one of those things is going to be trying to figure out how I can stream even more. Like I was saying earlier, they've just been going so bonkers well that I really want to spend more time streaming and figuring out how I best do that and continue to, you know, keep doing what I'm doing in terms of videos and top plays and all those things, to also increase my stream time is what I'm working on figuring out for the most part. Let's see. Any new merch in the works at All Stone? Maybe a friendly tree shirt? I think we have a hostile tree shirt, DJ, but we do have something kind of in the works, and we might even have some other new stuff, because I am working on, right now I'm more focused on figuring out some improvements for my channel graphics and some of the stuff I'm doing on that end, so it might be a little delay before we have new merch or anything. It's done relatively well, but it's not been going super gangbusters to where I've been spending a lot of time on that front. Although it is something I do want to do. Did you get your VR sorted, Rig? I've not at all. I haven't done any, it's still not at all. But I did see, actually, on that note, there is a new Oculus Rift that is coming out, or might be out. I'm not sure. It's called Oculus Quest, I believe, that is all wireless. I think there was two versions of it, it looked like, that they released. That does look intriguing to me. The biggest thing with me with VR is there enough games that are really worth it for me to get involved with and get playing to where I'm going to be doing some? It is on, like, my list to do, and I've seen some people get involved with it, and it definitely looks really cool, and I've seen some hilarious videos around VR games as well that I think could be really fun to do. But I just have not allocated the time to do that yet. Love the co-op games. Yeah, co-ops have been a lot of fun to play. But when you're playing multiplayer and it's like you got a couple people and then you're against enemies, that's what makes it even better, to me at least. Yeah, I do want to try and get some more guests in as well for the podcast. For sure. I've reached out to a few people. We've had more on than I ever thought we would. At first, I thought this was going to be only me solo the whole way through, but we had a few weeks there back to back of, you know, guests on, and that was incredible. And I want to do that too, and even bring recurring guests on too. But yeah, that faux show, definitely want to make it happen. Anyways, I think we're going to wrap it up there, guys. Thank you very much for the questions, hanging out for the update. I am going to be hopping on to my main stream now. We're going to do a long-ass stream today. So I hope to see you there. And if you're listening to this afterwards and want to tune in to my streams, I'm live every day over on Facebook, except Sundays. But still have plenty of videos up on Facebook that day, as well as across all my channels. If you do enjoy the podcast, listen in on a little refresh of the content. Catch up if you've been missing anything. And get good with everything that's going on with me. Make sure you give it a review over on iTunes or wherever you might be listening to. Appreciate y'all hanging out. That's it for this one. This is Stone Mountain 64. Over and out.